hitting them from Tokyo, so it's going to be a minute or two. And what I'll first do is just give a little background on the guest from Tokyo, as long as the station get him on. The person is Rora, R-A-U-R-A. She's an artist, musician, model, and crystal bowl master. She works with the organization Crystal Tones, who I keep ringing the bowls throughout the show, talking about the tones and the frequencies and why they're important. That's what we're going to talk to her about, why they're so healing. You know, just last week when I was in Miami, the person from Crystal Tones who I picked up the bowls from, Andrew, shout out to Andrew in South Beach, what's up? His address is 1111 Lincoln Road, where he has his studio. It's called the 1111 Studio, a sound studio, sound healing studio. Check it out. It's awesome. So shout out to him. And while I was down there picking up these crystal bowls to be used to put out on the airwaves, you know, that's why we use them for healing. And while I was down there, the Miami Memorial Hospital called him and asked him to come to the hospital to play the crystal bowls for three people in comas. That to me is amazing, and it just blows my mind, but it shows you that the transformation happened. As much as I know and think I'm aware, there's always new things that are just shocking, you know, showing you that things are happening. If a hospital, a Miami Memorial Hospital, is calling Andrew from Crystal Tones to bring some crystal bowls to the hospital to play them for patients in comas is amazing. It means that there's people waking up. Also, the same week, and this is, I think, like you said, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was down there last week, and he said about two, 3 weeks ago. Also, a doctor's office called him up to ask him to come down and play the crystal bowls for some patients as well. So within 1 week or 2 weeks, the two different medical doctors, Western medical doctors, call him to come play the crystal bowls, which is amazing. It's huge. It's a sign, a fact that times are changing. The shift is happening, and many people like Bashar and a lot of people, you know, talked about that. 2012 is the beginning. December 21st is when the energies are really in high gear, and these next few years is when the bigger transformations are going to happen. The sustainable transformations. It's already started. Things are lined up. We've been talking about the news, the banking systems, and this and that. So these things are changing. Talked about Nazara. If you're not familiar with Nazara, check that out. You know, there's lots of things happening. Foundation X that went with Lord James. You know, there's all these organizations and abundance here for us. But it takes us, the people, in unity, or enough of us to ask for it, to receive it. You can't, you know, that's why they say things out loud. It's not about just thinking it in your mind or feeling it. It's about projecting it harmonically, saying it out loud. Most of the time when I manifest something very quickly, it's because I shout it out loud or I say it out loud, and that resonance, that vibration carries out into the universe and manifests in this matrix, this real matrix, just like in the movie. So, you know, these tones, these frequencies, crystal bowls are very important. And I just see the station did get Joseph. Joseph is the translator because Rara's English isn't that well. So we got one of them. We're going to try to get the other one. We're going to take another quick commercial break. And we come back, hopefully we'll have Rara from Tokyo and we can talk more about the crystal bowls. But in the meantime, you guys can go online and check out crystalsingingbowls.com. And these things are amazing. Here's some more Asherah as we'll be right back.
And our differences, we're problem solving like cosmic citizens. We know that war starts inside our own hearts. So here we end it before we send it. Cause we know better now than we know before. We are the only ones we have been waiting for. And we got all we need to brighten up this space. We are the wildfire blazing the human race.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com. Guess what? I just got my own tower garden. You can grow your own organic fruits and vegetables right in your own backyard or on your patio or porch using the new Tower Garden by Juice Plus. It's a new patented vertical aeroponic gardening system that recycles nutrients and water and that will yield you 20 fruits, vegetables, or herbs month after month and year after year. There's no soil, no tilling, and no weeds to deal with. And you can do this in less than 3 square feet of space. Standing only 5 feet high, the Tower Garden comes complete with everything you need to get started. It's easy to assemble and comes with customer support. They're offering this interest-free for 12 simple payments. Please go to Tower Garden Complete for more information. That's www.towergardencomplete.com. Again, that's www.towergardencomplete.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, and it looks like the call to Tokyo keeps dropping. So what we're going to do is move to a different guest, George Kavassalis, who's been on the show before and is now joining us all the way from Australia on the fly. Thank you so much, Star Brother, for coming on. Happy New Earth. How are you? Happy New Year's. How is it down in Down Under?
Hello, beautiful people, Jonah. It's great that we were just having a chat, and we just needed to catch up with each other. So the timing was perfect, divine timing, isn't it? And happy new Absolutely. Earth and a happy new year to everybody else as well. It's very, very exciting. I don't know how it was for you, mate, but my goodness, what an inward journey it's been through this period of time. What a wonderful and magnificent opportunity it's been for all of us to really hear the call and listen to that whispering wind and the call from Mother Earth and the call from the universe, and really take time out to reassess everything, absolutely everything, and reorganize and restructure our lives as well. It just feels like a real fresh start, doesn't it?
Definitely. I've been traveling for 5 weeks and just got back to these mountains, and just now I'm starting to download this information, meaning just thinking about some of the ceremonies and experiences that I've experienced this last 5 weeks. At one point, we did a ceremony out on the Royal Caribbean cruise, and when we activated the new energies of Atlantis, the sky actually split. That's the only way I could say it. We all saw it. I got it on film. I filmed the ceremony. I mean, it's been amazing. Things have been happening, and I haven't even had time to think about it. because it's been so nonstop. So it's good to be back in these mountains and really absorb this energy, because there definitely is an energy shift. I feel it. A lot of people have felt it. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because a lot of people did get hung up on December 21st and expected a lot. And you put out a video, you know, telling people to project the light outward. And, you know, you've been controversy in a lot of ways with some people in the spiritual community. But, you know, to me, it's common sense. And that's why I love you, George. I love your videos. I followed you. I tell everyone about you, is because you talk from your experience. And your experience is how you relate to people. And that's why I relate to you, because I've had similar experiences. And that's how information gets transferred. That's how I see it anyways. So can you talk a little bit about the energies that did shift and some of the more upcoming energy shifts, like you talk about in March, and what's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm really experiencing, you know, the lead up to December 21, 2012 was quite intense. There was a lot of compression taking place. And for me, and my perspective is that the cycle didn't end there. For me, the cycle is actually ending on the equinox. And so I feel there's this new compression. So everything that was compressed up until December 21, 2012 is now going through this final compression towards the equinox, because we're in the precession of the equinoxes, and I feel that's when the cycle actually ends. So it's really, I feel like all the lead up to December 21, 2012 was allowing us to go through the motions of this, you know, with every solar flare that happens, it's purifying us. It's like, it's bringing things to the surface within us. And it's bringing up all this angst in people and all these issues, all these, like, you can just be sitting next to someone and then a solar flare would happen. All of a sudden you're feeling this tension in the air. And you think, well, I'm not consciously feeling upset towards this person, but why is this tension in the air between us? And I think on the real deep, deeper levels is because I've mentioned before, like, the sun, the light coming from the sun, because it used to be yellow when I was a child and now it's turned white. So, you know, if anyone wants to see changes happening, just look at the sun for starters. It's already changed so much. But when we look at the light coming from the sun, I still feel it's a symphony of my soul light and your soul light and everybody's soul light who's of a what I call an organic incarnation on the earth, because it's the way our light traveled to be here, because we've come into this solar embodiment. We've incarnated into the being that is the solar system. So our soul light is coming through that portal and it is purifying us. It is getting more intense. And as it comes, as we get these solar flares and we get more of we get hit with this wave of universal creator light, but also accompanying that, riding that wave, is our own individual soul light. It's this purification process. So it brings energies up to the surface. So what we're actually experiencing is, you know, it could be like a very ancient karmic energy that you have between yourself and that individual that's in your presence. And that's why you're experiencing these energies at the same time, because a lot of people like to think they're perfectly clean and they have no negativity. And I feel that's very much an ideological version of spirituality. I feel people need to be more grounded and more realistic, and we need to realize that we're still going through this purification process. It's when we get through it, we're going to know outright. Like, it's going to be life is going to be so different. We're going to be totally connected, not only to each other, but to the planet, to the natural kingdom, to the solar system, to the galaxy. We're going to remember who and what all the planets are, the galaxies, all the races. We will have that knowledge and that knowing. And when you get to that level, that's when you know you're pretty much almost there. So for people to walk around and thinking that they've done all their shadow work and they're 100% clean and they're all positive and nothing negative, I think you need to reassess the situation, because I don't think it's a realistic proposition. I think, honestly, that we are still going through this process and we'll continue to go through it. And there is a lot of residue from December 21, 2012, and that's something, Jonah, I wanted to discuss, because I've been on the receiving end also of a lot of angst from a lot of people. And so I've really felt into it and wondered why people reacted that way, because it's a reaction. Why did they feel so compelled when there's so much wonderful wisdom being shared? And I've always been somebody who's into self-empowerment. My desire is to help propagate self-empowerment within people on this planet. And And so the wisdom that we've been sharing along those lines is about responsibility for one's lives, taking responsibility and ownership for one's own thoughts, one's own powers of discernment, and not playing the blame game any longer. So it's fascinating to see just how many people still ended up falling into those old traps and those old patterns. And when we actually take a look at what the way people have felt, and understandably so, it's we've got this really deep subconscious issue, which is subservience. We have a program of subservience, and that is the underlying core issue, as I see it, which has led to a lot of people being reactionary, because through this deep-seated subservience, which goes a lot deeper than people realize, you know, we're always, you know, being throughout the ages, being programmed to pray to a God that's an, a higher authority to us. We've been always, even throughout the new age of late, you know, you look up to angels, you look up to ascended masters, you know, it's the same system, but just dressed differently and presented differently. So people are still throughout the, even in the, this spiritual revolution on the planet through in the last, you know, decade or two or three or four, it's really the same programs again being propagated, but in different, you know, they're just dressed differently, presented differently. So I'm all about self-empowerment, hence the controversy around the things that I say, because, you know, I'm into stripping away all the programs and just getting to the core of the issue. And, you know, I'm not someone who fluffs things up. There's a lot of fluff going on out there, and yes, I think it's unnecessary. I think it's got more to do with marketing than anything else. So when we do look at this issue of subservience, people still giving their power away, and people who were listening to what I was saying were not actually listening. They were hearing me, but they weren't actually listening, because they became followers. And the reason they became followers, and I've said from the beginning, I don't want followers. I'm not interested in followers. I'm not interested in feeding off anyone's energy. I'm only interested in self-empowerment. So I've always said that from the beginning. Don't believe everything I tell you, and make sure that you do your own discernment and see what resonates with what I say, what does not resonate with you, and work with what does, and just let go of what doesn't. So having said all that, people still invested so much into December 21, 2012, and they expected enormous changes to occur on that day. And part of it had to do was because, you know, I fell into a trap, I suppose you could say, quite some time ago, of making a prediction. And well over 12 months ago, I retracted from all that. So people weren't actually listening to what I've been saying, and they focused on this, the massive changes they wanted to occur. Now, the reason why people wanted the changes to occur is for two reasons. One is it appealed to their resentment towards their existence here. People want out. They want the quick fix. They want to take the pill, the magic pill, have everything.
Ships to land, and everyone goes on the ship, and everyone's better.
You know, or the big change happens instantly, and we all wake up one day and everything's changed, and there's no work involved or no effort involved. And I've always said all along, this is a participatory process. This is co-creation. So we all need to co-create, and we all need to play our role. It's about finding our role. We all have our natural talents that we are, you know, really good at, and that's what we need to nurture and uncover and you know, unveil and work with. And then we get into our groove of life and synchronicity begins and all that sort of stuff. But this subservience issue is really big, because it's very subtle, this version of subservience, because, again, people gave their power away to what other people were saying. So, again,
George,
they gave
their
power.
We got to take a quick commercial break, but I definitely want to pick up, because what you're talking about is right in the money, and I've always said this, and I've always been upfront, and, you know, and just naturally I've always thought, why have I gone through all this darkness and done darkness in my life and experienced darkness? Is because you need that polarity to put out all that light. And that's what we're talking about. So hang on right there, and we'll take a quick commercial break, and we're joined by George Kavassalis from Australia. We'll be right back.
The end of the world that I'm always screaming. Could it be the end, or is it the beginning? Does the world be it? And you are lucid dreaming. Cause life as we know it, an attempt to control it, because we're afraid to be who it is we are, and lose the little me inside. I long to be here at large. Nobody knows it, and nobody knows, nobody, because reality is cooler than
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Oh, you're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, and we're joined by George Kavassalis from Australia. And George, we have about 5 minutes left in this segment, and I really appreciate you coming on board just to catch up. And we're going to have you on again next week and go into depth of more of the changes and energies that are happening. But before you go, since we have about 5 minutes, if you could talk a little bit about, you know, when you're talking about the darkness and the light, I strongly feel that as well, which is why I resonate with you, is you have to go through that darkness to put out that light. Can you explain what that means? Like, why is that so? Why is there that polarity where people, a lot of us, you know, and I'm always up front with who I am. Like, I've been in rehab. I've been arrested. I mean, I'm Jonah Bolt. I'm not a shaman. I'm not some, like, you know, guru. I'm not some, like, master. I'm like Jonah Bolt. I'm speaking some ancient truth that's been hidden and lied to us for many years. And it's the best news I've ever heard, and I want to tell everybody. That's the bottom line of what I'm doing, you know? And explain to people, but why we had to go through that experience of that darkness to put out that light. What does that mean energetically?
Well, what it means is, you know, you look at the way what the universe is constructed of is this grander light energy. And so it's a vibration. It's duality. It's got charge of what we call negative and positive. That's how we interpret it here on the planet. And we've explored both areas and realities that are created from both charges of negative and positive areas of the universe. You have races that come here who have more flavor of a negative charge. You have races that come here that have more flavor of a positive charge. If you've been in a negative charge for a very long period of time, you end up desiring the positive charge. And a lot of people are swinging the pendulum over to the positive side, but people got to realize that swing it over to just the positive side of energy, you're still only on one side of duality. So you're still in a very limited paradigm. This is about integrating the negative and the positive. We need to integrate our light and our shadow. We need to reconcile the two. It's about bringing them together into a balanced state. So then you can transcend these versions or these vibrations of this negative and positive, because the positive white love and light energy that we're being exposed to now on the planet, because it's flooding in to balance, you know, a lot of the negative charge we've had a long time, you know, can be a trap for people if you're not, you don't have the broader awareness of realizing it's just a positive charge to come in to bring things back into a bit of balance. Because when we do have that balance state and we have the two charges in perfect balance, then we, like I said, we integrate them, we reconcile the difference, we go through what's called zero point and into this perfect balance, and we transcend these lower realities. Then the lower realities mean both the negative and the positive. So it's looking at it in a very realistic, very basic way, and it is about keeping it simple. I feel simplicity is the key. And then, yes, then you strip away all the hoo-ha, all the fluff, and you just get back to basics.
Exactly, exactly. Simplify the information. That's why I'm very blunt with people. You're very blunt with people. It's because it's, you know, the time of people knowing this information and keeping it a secret is gone. You know, there's YouTube out now. You know, it's like there's the information can get out and people can hear it, and it's time for people to get the information out to start activating others. One by one is how we awaken. What do you see coming up? I'm sorry, go ahead.
And we want to be sovereign beings. It's about our sovereignty, right? So what does it mean to be a sovereign being? It also means to be authentic. And when you're being honest, totally honest and raw and blunt, you're not being superficial. You're being totally authentic with people. And it seems to be, if people have an issue with that, then they've got still a lot of layers of superficiality. Get through to be able to deal with the frequency and the vibrations of raw truth and raw authenticity of people. It's really simple. Okay, what's coming up? Look, it's about we've had a lot of inner work that's been done leading up to December 21, 2012. We've now going through the final stages. We're coming up to what I consider the final stages of compression of the actual cycle. Once we get through this period, then we get to now put everything into practice. So we've gone through the process of restructuring ourselves internally. So now, because our inner world has changed, now we go through the process of putting out, not just putting ourselves out there, but being. This is about being authentic and living your true, what I call your fundamental purpose of life, your true fundamental purpose, which is the underlying reason why you really came to this planet. Because up until now, we've been honoring contracts. Now we're getting the phase where we start to get into doing our great work as not only an earthly human, but as a cosmic being and a universal being. Now we're getting into the real big juicy stuff of who and what we truly are in the core soul essence of our being. And now's the time to put everything into practice and be very proactive towards changing this planet for the better, to make it exactly what we originally intended to do. So this is about achieving our intended outcome, not only individually, but the collective human soul and the relationship that the collective human soul is having with our mother planet, because it's about her and her intentions too. So we need to have this symbiotic understanding and this conscious awareness of what the intention of our mother planet is as well, what the intention of our solar system is as well. So it's about having, reconnecting consciously with the mother, with our planet, with our sun, and with our immediate cosmic surroundings, because that is what is facilitating our very existence here.
Great. George, thank you so much for coming on the show last minute and popping in from Australia. We're going to have you back on next week. So aho, and I'll talk to you, Star Brother, next week. Thanks again for coming on.
Aho, brother. Love and light from my core essence of my heart being to everybody who's listening. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Thank you again, George Kavassalis from Australia, for coming on last minute. It's amazing how George brought up also about the solar flares and how it affects our energy, and then also Ryan talked about it. You see people, the commonality of the subjects and stuff we talk about and why we talk about it, because energetically people are feeling stuff a lot more than what they were a year ago, even a month ago for that matter. And with that, we're going to go to our next guest, other regulars of this show. We're blessed to have such amazing regulars on the show that come and talk about these energies, these experiences, these new earth technologies. We have Arcturus Ra and Krista from Sedona joining us now on the show. How are you both doing this evening? Thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you so much. We're excellent today.
Yeah, we're excellent. Everything is superior.
Thanks, love.
Yeah.
He's amazing, and there's so much amazing people out there with amazing information, which is why we try to have so many guests on, is to get this amazing information out. And you guys were actually on the show just almost a month ago, right after December 21st. And there are lots of energies shifting and changing. But let's talk about energetically since New Year's. How have things been, you know, energetically? Explain to the people, like, when people say time is speeding up, what does that mean? You know, energetically, how has the energies, quote unquote, shifted since the new year?
Okay, a lot of people, and we make a joke out of it, but we kind of have trademarked that, suffer under ADD as an attention deficit disorder, because they're expecting too much from the outer world and they don't focus on the inner world. What's happening is a lot happens on December 21st is that the templates, the angelic templates in the crystalline structure and your body alignment to receive the new information and to create the new world are basically installed. Now, up to the individual to go out there and create and help to remodel the world. It's not going to happen overnight. Manifestation powers kick in, but people have to understand that we still have to work our way out of the three-dimensional plane into a fifth-dimensional plane. So we need to bridge that. It has a lot to do with another thing that's coming in, the 22-dimensional chakra and DNA, chakratic system activation templates that are being downloaded, and stuff that's coming in right now as in the new novelty is we write it down. Basically, we wake up, we have interesting, crazy dreams where this knowledge trickles in for those that are in line and online with that. And it's up to the individual now not to wait for anything external to happen. That's all in place. It's up to us now to activate, because as they say, it takes the physical to create the physical, and without action in nature, there's no creation.
And as Archbishop Ra said, there's this many multi-layer consciousness that we have activated. So it's not just ID templates. We're talking also being up. Of course, we're multidimensional beings, but what's happening is many initiations are taking place. We're going into eighth dimension and ninth dimension. So that means if you have received initiation, and you'll know when you do, you may have visitations or simply just feel a shift in your energy body. But what it means is you're following divine will now, so you'll be prompted. If you find to go slower, it'll be very, very hard, what Orion Council calls it, upheaval, if you try to kind of go against the grain. So it's really great that we can be in the flow now.
So when you're talking about these different dimensions and energies merging, just to simplify it, it takes me back to the story of when Columbus sailed over to America, and some of the Native Americans, were out on the beach, and the shaman noticed the ships out there, but the other people couldn't see it. And it took the shaman to explain what a ship looked like to the rest of the Native Americans, what it looked like for them to perceive it, to see it. And after a couple days of the shaman explaining it, they could see Christopher Columbus's ships. It's basically what's happening now. The veils are lifted where the energies are here. But if you're not open to it, if you're not going to receive it, you're not going to perceive it, you're not going to see it at all, because it's you're creating your reality and what you perceive. If you're not open to ETs and UFOs, you just think it's just a bunch of hogwash. Well, you should do your homework, because every indigenous tribe on the planet knew we came from the stars. You know, every ancient site on the planet aligns to the stars. Hello, I mean, the evidence is everywhere. So that old paradigm, is old. So these new energies, okay, multidimensional, even NASA has admitted these different dimensions. It has to do with consciousness and perception also. So that's what we're talking about. Just to the listeners that aren't familiar with dimensions and what that stuff is, look it up. Google NASA dimensions, Einstein's experiments on dimensions. I mean, there's lots of literature and stuff you could talk. So talking about these energies that are shifted, what does that mean when you're talking about like the Orion High Council and the Arcturian High Council? These are star races, which we talked about why they're here, but how are they energetically helping with the ascension, with what's happening with the transformation of the planet?
Okay. Well, just to comment quickly on dimensions, they're just pretty much more aware of the dimensions than we are. So, like, as we are, we're operating on many at one time. We're mostly aware of the third dimension. So Orion Council is focusing mostly on the ninth dimension, they say, and it's kind of beyond our comprehension right now. But what they're doing is, on one level, I received information that there's a new tribal council in the Galactic Federation of planets. And these kind of shifted over time, and we have different sort of alliances, different sort of agendas every time there's an Earth experiment. So there are new, because of the initiations, our higher selves kind of go up on another platform, as my friend Zero 7, YouTube friend explained, and our higher selves meet up, we'll go up to 8D, 9D, we'll translate information from the council, bring it back to 3D in the form of a session or a psychic healing and so on. And what we're doing is, as I am doing, I'm actually translating symbols. The Orion Council says, these symbols are, well, mostly of Andromedan origin, but I'm talking Assyrian language. It's all, because we're so complex with our DNA. and the symbols are aligning the light body so that you can receive more information. And we're kind of like the facilitator to allow that in. As healers, we just help the client allow that new knowledge to come in, into the body, into, you know, the waking mind.
And when you talk about DNA changing and stuff, I mean, even scientists prove that. Like, they say 97% of our DNA is junk DNA. But then there's scientists that have done the work on the DNA and have actually proven that that 97% is ET. It's extraterrestrial. Mm-hmm. It's in our genetics. Wake up, everybody. We're the aliens. Hello? You know, it's like,
hello,
it's like, dude, man. What's up? Are you serious? It's like, there's so much information out there. You know, and that's what's so important to put it out. So when people hear the Orion High Council, Arcturian, they're like, oh, that's like crazy, like star races. But you guys are just regular guys like me. I was just talking to George. Like, I'm just Jonah Bolt, man. You know, like, I'm just doing this radio show because I've had training of experience in my life to be on the airwaves and relate and connect with pretty much anyone on a level of experience. And that's why I'm good at what I do. And you guys, and everyone has their own little niche, you know. And that's basically what we're doing, is just putting out this information together to raise unity consciousness. Talk about some of the technologies, Ra, that you're working on to help us with this shift in this upcoming year.
So basically, what I'm working on right now is a phosphate activation oil. That's where I'm changing the molecule structure of regular oil and creating internal micro vortices and vortexes that basically micro pulse energy that basically will have your body getting into remembrance and into a line where it's supposed to be. Then I'm working on water flow through systems that geometrically remember the water in its original structure. It's not a filter, it's a flow through system. It works with photonic enhancement, so the photonic light that these stones are charged with, it's very hard to find on Earth. Even a machine to produce that is 10 to the 23rd, and I have physical proof and data can show that these things are really luminant in 5D, meaning basically our EC can see us when we use these devices. When you mix that nanospherical quartz sand that is enhanced with that light with argon resin, it is amplified like 100-fold. It's like so piezoelectric that you can almost like get an electric buzz from if you pour that together. So a few other things are lined up that I can't mention yet. But it has a lot to do with a completely new sound scale that activates your 22-dimensional chakratic template, meaning you have 7 chakras in the third, 7 in the fourth, and 7 in the fifth, and you have an all-surrounding chakra, which is the 22, which is like the missing link and the missing frequency, and I have received a download of all the frequencies that are all attuned to 432 hertz, and I will create a template that I will laminate and ask for sale for free. Once it's on my YouTube channel, so everybody can attune their synthesizers and their music stuff and their structure to this new template, which is a mirror-reflecting system in itself that activates the DNA, which has been proven. The government has test results that the 528 hertz is actually not doing nothing to the DNA because it's only part of the mass. The heart of the center frequency of the central sun is 432 hertz. That's from ancient cultures back to Sanskrit, back to the Kali Yuga that has 432,000 years for a day or a unit. So a lot of stuff will change sound-wise. New colors will come in. People that already have the sight can see that the sky has an amethyst-type color. So we will work with devices and cloud busters and sky generators that will change the aspects of your visual input. And that's when basically our talk stops and the physical evidence can be felt and seen, and more people wake up to the fact that a lot more going on. They have a lot more access to a lot more technology that will defy the laws of the old law of physics, which is a basic template that we move on from. But an interesting comedian named Bill Hicks said, if you want to levitate, you know, and you have the skill, don't jump off a rooftop and be crazy from the ground up.
Exactly. And that's why I have you guys on, because like I was saying before, like, this is new information to you too, Ron, Chris. So, like, you get, like, 5, 10 years ago, Ra, like, you didn't know you could you design and build these high energetic, you know, Merkaba, you know, spinning, you know, you're talking yeah. downloading of information. It's literally like you get this information just like from like a quartz crystal or, you know, which yeah. are computers. It's just like you're yeah. receiving and you're new to this too. So it's like you're learning all this vast information that's yeah. ancient information. It's not like this is new. It's remembering what we've always known.
It's based like that. Somebody, science has proven that learning is not based on you learn from scratch. Learning is based on memory. Everything that your ancestors have accumulated, your cell structures already know. And if you get into the memory complex, you know, some people...
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, once you go and, like, basically your entire frame, your muscle structure, your hair, fingernails, that's your hard drive. That's where ancient memory lies dormant. That's why sometimes, you know, when people call them savants, or go in trance, or in altered states, all of a sudden they speak multiple languages because they're tapping into the ancient memory banks of the ancestral lineage. That is not magical. That is a technological aspect that's deep embedded in your DNA code that people, yeah, like you said, call junk DNA. But just because we don't have infrared vision, that doesn't mean beings exist in the infrared spectrum, which other cameras can show. So once you have the technology to show that what we couldn't see, it'll be the evidence for those who need the physical evidence and can't tap into it with their senses that actually there's so much more than meets the eye.
And that's what's so exciting about the news that I want to talk to about you and Krista about, and I'm not going to announce it live on the air yet because it's still formulating, but the important thing is to keep putting this information out, the technologies out, because when the technologies that you're bringing to the planet now get put out to the masses – And people are aware of this information, that's really when things are going to start getting like where they should be, sustainable. It's these technologies that have been hidden from us and, you know, just patents stopped. There's been over 5,000 U.S. patents that have been stopped and Tesla technology and all that's been stopped because of corporations and banking systems and things like that. So that's what's so important about what you do and what we do is just getting the right information out so people cannot live under this burden of debt and bills. It's like, can you imagine not living with any bills? Yeah, why not? We have the technology and the capability to do it. Why is I've heard even ETs that have been known to say, like, I don't understand why earthlings have to pay to live on their own planet. You know, and it's true. It's like,
it's a joke
what's
to them,
going
you know?
On? There's plenty of abundance for everybody.
Yeah, I mentioned it in the video that it's like a like almost amusing to our ancestors to look into the fishbowl, and on the other side, you know, the human race is out of fish, and they're talking about that their ancestors don't exist. It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, and what we're doing, speaking of fishbowls, like plexiglass, is that what it's called? Yeah. You can actually store tomatoes now 2 weeks longer because of the type of glass you purchase. So it's really incredible and how starseeds here are coming up with all kinds of using the Tesla coil to improve the state of their kombucha. So, using sacred geometry and technology to place on their fermenting culture. So there's so much we can do, and it's just a matter of spreading the knowledge and working with each other to pay off on our ideas.
Yeah, and then Doctor, what I urge the listeners to check out, Dr. Bruce Lipton, he has shown that our cell structure, our writing DNA code, meaning that our cell structure basically changes according to our environment. So meaning if you're in a sick environment, you are in fight or flight mode, your frontal lobe is next to shut down if you're not strong enough, your reptilian stem brain is active, so that means you're running reptilian energy, because all bodies worldwide are based on that. What happens, your body gets sick. So here's the idea. If the influence of the environmental structure changes and rearranges the DNA and RNS programming, thus changes you into a superhuman, that means if we start building, and this is the affirmation, cities of light and domes that are based on the golden ratio and pi and overlaid buildings and colors that are harmonizing our environment, and drinking the monoatomic gold, you know, getting into superfood stuff, actually the brain really needs, guess what will happen? Regular eyesight will come back, five-dimensional sight will come back.
That's why I have, like, Ormus Water on my website, and why you make your tools is to help aid us in remembering and getting those monatomics out. Like, I was carrying around the 528 frequency monatomic gold in Chichen Itza that I bought off ZP Tech, a website, to order monatomics. And it's like, you know, that's ancient technology. They're making that stuff in the pyramids, you know, and you can make, you could get some today and make it today to help transform to flow into this energy of what we talk about.
Yeah, and people have to understand a Coke and a Big Mac every day is not going to make you smarter. Actually, it makes you dumber and depletes and robs your system from essential nutrients and minerals that you need for your brain even to fire up to function in a higher dimension.
Yeah, if you're channeling, you're going to need vitamin C, vitamin E, all kinds of minerals, magnesium. And that's why we're talking about superfoods.
Hang on right there, Krista. Absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about it. But absolutely, the GMOs, the foods, it's just, they're straight poisoning everybody, basically. But with our mind and new technologies, we could stop that, and that's what we're doing. So we'll be right back. Here's some more Ash Ruiz.
I was 12 years old when my daddy, my hero, got diagnosed. Just 2 years later came my new dough, where the bubblegum consumers brought me to the jungle, where I danced to the rhythm of the ayahuasca, and I cried to the mantra of I miss my father, and I sung to the melodies of flying saucers. There's a flying saucers. I thought this was lost, but it's not.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're joined by Arcturus, Ra, and Krista out from Sedona. And just want to point out again, when people hear this information about Orion High Council and Arcturian High Council, like, this is all new, pretty much new information to you guys as well. It, you guys got activated a few years back. You're from the city like myself. Like I was activated 2.5 years ago. Activated mean we got some bursts of energy. We felt some energy. We connected to source. You know, quantum physics, quantum mechanics shows that now we're all a unified field. That's a fact. You know, so what we talk about, it can be backed up by any amount of truth of information if you dig deep into it. But if you're not open to it, you're not going to receive it or perceive any of this stuff to be truth because you're not open to it. With that, we have about 5 minutes left. So, Kristen Raw, if you could talk a little bit about some things people can do to help bring in this energy. We did like a meditation at the beginning of the show. What do you guys do to bring in this energy? Do you meditate? Do you do yoga? Like, and what are some for the listeners out there, some things that they could do so they could quiet the minds and experience some of these experiences and energies we talk about?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, we have our little daily routines that we like to do. One thing Orion Council suggests is to really stretch your muscles out because, you know, in Rosen therapy, they have found that the muscles store memories and that you make just some yawning and that you're releasing energy when the situation gets very energetic. And really just releasing it out of your body in any way you can, whether it's through meditation. But also what we're doing is kind of like bringing all our information together into Sedona's very first Starseed Alliance Conference International, and registration is up there. So we're going to be sharing lots and lots of our stuff.
Basically, when people come together, it's like these things as, and I don't know, Krista, do you have an address that the people can go to? Is that a Starseed Alliance?
Conference, you can Google it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Google it. Starseed Alliance International, Google that. And a lot of people will be there so we can come together and share this energy. Basically, that even if you need to it, you can meet these people and sit and see how you feel. That's very important. On that note, I want to give a shout-out to Daryl 7, Team Lightning Crew. They're listening in right now. So and that, again, that crew over there is sharing the moment with us on the radio. That's, again, to bring in energy as well. So all of these activations that you do is actively participate in organizations that work in that field of higher dimensions, evolving consciousness, you know, trying to do something good in peace and in harmony, and creative and unusual, that opens you up for other unusual channels, and that's where your input comes in, because it's hard for people to fathom that, you know, one day you wake up, you're contacted by ET, you know, a psychologist would say you're crazy or you're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, I had a clear contact to beings that completely told me that most of us are ET in human form. And we have to remember our galactic, basically heritage and who we are and what we are here to do. And this is a mission. And basically, it's like an agent. You're being activated. This is your protocol. This is how you run it. And then,
be of service, because when they see it from upstairs, oh, yeah, there's a pure vessel of divine light that's of service to humanity. Send them all the truth. Send them the gift. Send them the blessing. And that's why, you know, you can't really complain. If you're not getting the blessing, it's because you're not working towards it. So
that's right. And I hope to join you guys at the Starseed Alliance. I'm talking to your people that are putting that together with you guys, and I hope to be out there. We'll do a live broadcast, and, of course, we'll have some fun. And that's what it's about. It's about having fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll probably do an interview with you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys again for coming on the show. Arcturus, Ra, Krista, check out the information on StarseedEnergyRadio.com and also their websites up on the page. We'll see you guys soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Peace out.